What if you brush your teeth at night and then have a sugary snack? Advisable or not?
Not advisable.
That's not the answer I was looking for because it doesn't suit my lifestyle.
This is a Baby Brunch podcast.
Welcome to another Parents and Baby Brunch podcast. A big thank you to our support, everyone at Epimax, Baby and Junior, Kira Prox, as well as Jacaranda FM. So a warm welcome to Natasha Swart. She's the Education and Events Manager of Curadin South Africa. Welcome to Parents and Baby Brunch.
Thank you, Lorna. I'm happy to be here and at your home. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much. There's so much said around oral health. It's such a big word. It's like saying lifestyle. You know, more recently I was told to adapt my lifestyle. What does oral health even refer to?
Oral health actually refers to it's not just oral health. It's your actually affects your whole body. And so inflammation, good oral hygiene needs to be kept up and to avoid any diseases and affecting the other parts of your body.
Yeah. So oral health is more than just teeth.
It's more than just teeth, you're correct. So yes, of course, it is beyond that. And like I said, it affects the gums, your mood, your how you feel, how you look. And so it's important.
I can only imagine that oral health is very important when it comes to our little ones and their self-esteem.
Definitely. If they have caries or they feel discomfort, it will affect them academically, their social life and their self-esteem, like you were saying. Yeah.
Well, while we are talking about oral health, we have to say thank you to our support.
Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life. This podcast is supported by Epimax, the dermatologist recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe, and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, Epimax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages.
What are some of the common mistakes that we make as parents when it comes to oral health?
I think parents don't think about when they're buying kids' toothbrushes that it's the correct toothbrush, or when they buy toothpaste that it's kid-friendly. So I think that's a very common mistake.
But it's got a kitty cat on it, or a cow, or one of our characters that we see on television.
Exactly. I think they need to consider the softness of the bristles, you know. It can be hard and it can be harmful to the gums. So, yeah, but it should be something that they like and enjoy. That is the important part, that they want to brush their teeth.
I remember when my little ones were very little and we just started exploring with toothpaste, they would want the tiger on the toothpaste or this on the toothpaste, but it ended up tasting not so good. I mean, give me some advice. So when we're choosing our first toothpaste, what are we looking for?
That's a really good question. Ilana, I think a lot of parents use the same toothpaste in the house and it's very minty. So no, it must be an age-appropriate toothpaste that tastes like watermelon or strawberry or something that kids will love to brush. They must want to brush their teeth.
Ek lag nou so you saying that they must want to brush their teeth. We're gonna get to that shortly where we're talking about some of the times when we don't want to brush our teeth. What are some of the common mistakes? And I'm thinking of my own household. You know, I love a little farky aunt, you know. Tonight you don't have to brush, go to bed. You know, we don't have to. Is that quite common?
It is common. And as a parent myself, we have a few farky aunt. So I think, yes, you can skip an evening, but I think it's important to just get to the habit again and don't let it happen too often.
Let's quickly talk pacifiers and thumb sucking. In my family specifically, we had a few thumb suckers and we had a few pacifiers that went round until my dentist called me in and said, Ilana, I think it's time, because she was already 3 at the time. And he was like, it's time to ditch the pacifier. But what's the one thing that parents need to know? And I say this, you know, because we had a beautiful podcast supported by Curaprox on babybrunch.co.za. But just to recap for anyone that hasn't listened to that podcast, what do we need to know around thumb sucking and pacifiers?
So, Ilona, that's actually a very common thing, reflex sucking for babies. It's happening. So, but it's also in moderation and the frequency of use. And you need to wean the babies off as soon as possible. So it is nothing wrong with it, but it needs to be in under control. So prolonged sucking is not advisable because it does cause dental problems like open bite or a mouth breathing even. Yeah. So yes, if you do want a pacifier, there's some properties that you need to look out for.
Interesting you say that. So around that podcast on mouth breathing versus nasal breathing, we actually recorded one just for you and it's live on babybrunch.co.za. Okay, so hook me up. A daily oral health routine. What does it look like? You wake up.
Yeah, you need to brush. So one of my colleagues say you need to brush to keep your friends in the day and at night to keep your teeth. Yes, definitely brushing in the morning with a good fluoridated toothpaste and cleaning in between at least once a day.
What if you brush your teeth at night and then have a sugary snack? Advisable or not?
Not advisable.
That's not the answer I was looking for because it doesn't suit my lifestyle.
You have to change your lifestyle.
I heard. Okay, so brushing always last.
Definitely. Last thing at night.
How important is water? I mean, is it a thing? Do you have to rinse with water or can you use a mouthwash?
So daily mouthwash is not advisable because you do disturb your natural and healthy microbiome in the mouth. So if you have a good oral hygiene routine, you don't need to use a mouthwash. So water definitely preferably at night and during the day to hydrate your mouth.
So on one of our previous podcasts, it was actually very interesting because I made the note that my children love brushing. Like in this house, you know, if they can get hold of a toothbrush, they get very excited. But in some households, it's different. You know, we see brushing our teeth like a chore, you know. How do we make it fun for children? How can we encourage them, being a mom yourself?
I love your question. It's a question that we get all the time. And as a mom, I know it's an endless battle. So definitely having a song they like that they can listen to while they brush, having brushing charts that reward them positively. Don't threaten your child with a dentist. That's a big thing. And then also like your appropriate toothpaste and toothbrush. They must be excited to brush.
It's interesting you say the comment about, refer to the dentist as someone friendly and someone happy. There's many stories around that. And I mean, now with technology, one can even Google something like that and read it for our babies and children. But we shouldn't be afraid of the dentist, right?
Absolutely not. And I think a lot of parents do scare their kids. Like, if you don't brush your teeth, I'm taking you to the dentist. And it should be a pleasant experience.
Well, to all of our little ones listening, the dentist won't always remove those teeth with the cavities. No, they'll try and save them as far as possible. Now, speaking of which, the culprits, man, I love a sugar. Sugar is my friend. And now in my 40s, sugar can't be my friend anymore. But in terms of snacks and drinks, what are the biggest culprits in oral hygiene and oral health for our children?
Sugary snacks, that's sticky. There's a few brands
Sticky
snacks.
Okay, so why sticky?
Because it sticks to the teeth for long periods of time.
You should have just said Ilana Durr. Okay.
Yeah. So that's a big problem. Sugary drinks like your energies like your Red Bulls and your Monsters that they drink a lot. It's high in caffeine, high in sugar, and also definitely if you have to eat or drink sugary, try and opt for xylitol.
What do we do if they do enjoy the occasional snack? I mean, is there room for the cavity causer in our daily diet and routine? Surely we can make space for sugar.
Definitely. And I always, as a parent myself, I just make sure the kids rinse their mouth with water afterwards. So we don't always have access to a toothbrush immediately. It's not how we live they're busy schedules. So I definitely just rinse at least with water after having a sugary snack.
What about sugar during mealtimes? I mean, I remember seeing a dietitian once and they were talking about alcohol use and food. So there's some dietitians that believe that if you are going to have a little bit of wine, have it with a meal. Is it the same for sugar?
Yes, it is. Yes,
it is.
So rather avoid frequent snacking, but keep your snacks and your sugary, your chocolates or your puddings right after meals. That's advisable.
Why do I feel like snacking right now? How often should we be visiting the oral hygienist and the dentist?
Definitely twice a year. if there's any problems occurring, you have bleeding gums, you should get there as soon as possible. And they will advise you then how frequently to come back, but if definitely 6 monthly, twice a year.
So our visit is September.
So I'm very proud of you because it's oral health month. So definitely once a year, it's good to have it in your calendar and you know it's done.
I'm looking at my household and I, you know, more recently walked into that food cupboard and said, okay, these are some of the things we're going to enjoy. And these are some of the things that we're going to enjoy on special occasions. And so I think it's important for every household to have some tips. Please give us some. So give me 3 tools that I can work with in my household in order to have better oral hygiene.
Healthy snacks would be pretzels and popcorn, for instance. And then, just a good quality toothpaste containing fluoride. And, just good habits, brushing at least once a day and at night then, if you have to.
Okay, so you just said something that is a buzzword for me, the word habits, because we need to have good habits in the traffic. Then there's good habits at work, now in my household, and now for oral hygiene as well. So give me an example of a good habit.
Parents play a vital role in copy, you know, or what to do right. So yeah, if you have a good oral hygiene routine, it's easy for the children to see it as well and creating healthy habits. So I think it starts at home and to just brush in the morning and clean in between at least once a day and then brush in the evening as well.
One of our doctors also speaks about flossing and you can find that insert on babybrunch.co.za as well. The importance of floss in our oral hygiene regime. See what I did there, doctor? What about parents? I mean, I'm thinking of parents and our habits. So, I mean, you know that I've confessed to the occasional chocolate before bedtime and then I have a little block and I'll change it. Yeah, I will. But what about smoking and vaping?
Vaping is a big concern today. I think everybody's doing it. It feels like it if you drive in traffic and you just see this smoke coming out of the windows. But it causes a dry mouth. And some of those content, the liquid, is very high in sugar. Okay. So they are prone to getting DK and a dry mouth, which is not ideal.
How many cases do you see in your practice and in training where bad habits brings us to a place where we need to really take oral health into consideration?
On a daily basis, I would say, especially with vaping and also these energy drinks that the people are consuming. Again, it's high in caffeine. It causes a dry mouth. It's high in sugar. It causes DK. And it's exactly the same with the vaping. So we do see all of the sudden that especially the teenagers appear with lots of caries and bad teeth, and that's due to these habits.
What can us as parents do? And I'm thinking especially with our older ones, you know, with teens and our vaping community. I don't know what to say. Anyone who vapes that's in our environment, what kind of advice can we give them? Because not everyone wants to hear that it's actually about your teeth.
I think a lot of the media show adverse effects in the body, but not necessarily focus on the teeth. So that's quite interesting to see that there's still a lot of developing research on teeth and vaping. So I would say just be considerate on the frequency of use and don't use it all the time because the pH in the mouth doesn't get time to stabilize.
Okay.
So,
What about veneers versus natural teeth? I mean, do we take care of our veneers differently? And I'm talking parents in this case.
Absolutely, yes. You have to also take care of your veneers, just like you would do with your natural teeth. There's still plaque that adhere to it and can affect your gum, and it can actually make your veneers fail. So you need to take care on the same routine and the same way you would do with your natural teeth.
One of the kids brought a book home the other day and it had all the shapes and forms and things that you can use for oral health. And at some stage they showed a tongue scraper. Is that still a thing?
Definitely, yes.
Okay.
A tongue scraper is a thing.
Okay.
You need to clean your tongue and make it part of your oral hygiene routine.
Can't you just use a brush?
You can't use a brush. The reason for this is that the brush bristles is a little bit too soft to get into the, to remove the coating on the tongue. So you need to use a tongue scraper or a tongue brush.
Where did you get your tongue scraper from?
From CuraProps.
I must tell you, this is news to me. Okay.
You can even use the back of a spoon.
Okay, hold on. So if you don't have a tongue scraper, which is supposed to be part of your oral health, I'm learning today. What can you use in its place?
You can use the back of a spoon, to just scrape the layers off, yeah.
And at what point do you put it back in the drawer?
I would advise that you just keep it separately.
For my tongue.
Yeah. Tongue, spoon.
So the other day we had our expert in our Baby Brunch studio and we did talk about our baby's teeth. So I'm going to bring this back into this conversation. Milk teeth don't matter, right?
Milk teeth does matter. So it plays a vital role in a space maintainer for permanent teeth. So yeah, if extracted too soon, you're going to have orthodontic problems later on.
So take good care of them.
Yes, definitely.
And we need to brush them.
Need to brush them.
I always had this analogy that when we go from breastfeeding, so breast milk poop, into a nice solid poop, you know, it's time to change your oral hygiene routine. How does one deal with inflammation in the mouth? So more recently, one of my babies, she's 10, so not a baby anymore. She lost a tooth, but it's so sore. So what do we do with the inflammation around the actual wound where the tooth came out?
I think first of all, tender love and care. Oh. So you need to show her that's okay. And then definitely a soft, soft bristle toothbrush. And then also some gel, Perio Plus gel, for instance, that have a mild anesthetic to apply in those areas. You can even use your finger to just rub in those areas. Mm-hmm. But I think it's still important to keep it clean and bacteria free because you don't want a secondary infection.
And while we're wrapping up, I mean, it's so wonderful to talk about teeth. It's also, I must tell you, our most listened to podcasts on babybrunch.co.za, which tells me that all of us consider our health to be a priority. What is one habit that every family should adopt in starting today?
I would say that's a difficult question, Ilona.
Because there's many, right?
There's many habits. I think just to consider that oral hygiene actually affects your whole body. And that should be, it doesn't just stay in the mouth. So it should take a priority.
If you could leave our parents with one important message, een belangrike boodskap, wat sou dit wees?
Ek dink dit is net om goeie gewoontes te kweek en om mondgesondheid ernstig op te vat en nie te dink dit bly net in die mond nie.
My teeth can last forever if
you brush twice a day.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. A quick thanks to our support. This podcast is supported by Epimax, the dermatologist-recommended skincare range specifically formulated to hydrate, soothe, and protect. Whether it's dry skin, sensitive skin, or just everyday moisture, Epimax has a solution for everybody. Fragrance-free, hypoallergenic, and suitable for all ages. Curaprox aims to create 1 billion healthy smiles. A healthy mouth means a healthy body and mind, creating better health for you. Great oral health starts from day one. It's never too early to start. Curaprox Baby gets your child on the right path of starting healthy oral care habits for life.